Chapter 2 The 40 Days. Grant came as Lee had said he would, only more so, crossing the Rapidan not merely by one of those fords, Ely's or Germanna, but by both, and presently by still another for good measure. Sheridan's new shod cavalry led the way, splashing across the shallows in the darkness soon after midnight, May 4th. And while the engineers got to work in the waist-deep water, throwing a pair of wood and canvas pontoon bridges at each of the two fords, the troopers established bridgeheads on the enemy side of the river at both points and sent out patrols to explore the narrow, jungle-flanked, moonless roads tunneling southward through the wilderness. Near the head of one column, the horsemen got to talking as they felt their way toward Chancellorsville, a name depressing to the spirits of any Federal who had been there with Joe Hooker just a year ago this week. One of the group, anticipating a quick pink-yellow stab of flame and a humming bone-thwacking bullet from every shadow up ahead, remarked uneasily that he had never supposed the army went hunting around in the night for Johnnies in this way. "We're stealing a march on Old Man Lee," a veteran explained. They thought this over, remembering the loom of Clark's Mountain and the rebel lookout station on its peak, and before long someone put the thought into words. "Lee will miss us in the morning." "Yes, and then watch out," another veteran declared. "He'll come tearing down this way ready for a fight." Though all agreed that this would certainly be in character, Lee did no such thing, at least not yet. Morning came and the crossing progressed smoothly in their rear, including the installation of still a fifth bridge at Culpeper Mine Ford, 2 miles above Ely's, to speed the passage of the army train, the laggard, highly vulnerable element to which all the others, mounted or afoot, had to conform for its protection on the march. Slow creaking and heavily loaded with 10 days' subsistence for nearly 150,000 men and 10 days' grain for better than 56,000 mules and horses, strung out along a single road, if any such had been available, this monster train would have covered the 60-odd miles from the Rapidan to Richmond without a break from head to tail. The wagons passed over the two lower fords in the wake of Major General Winfield S. Hancock's 2nd Corps, the largest of Meade's three, which crossed at Ely's in the darkness and began to make camp at Chancellorsville, 5 miles from the river, before noon. The brevity of the march was necessary if the combat units were to provide continuous protection for the road-jammed train, but the men, slogging along under packs about as heavy-laden as the wagons in their rear, were thankful for the early halt. They carried, as directed in the carefully worded order, 50 rounds of ammunition upon the person, 3 days' full rations in their haversacks, and 3 days' bread and short rations in their knapsacks. At Germanna, meantime, Major General Gouverneur K. Warren's 5th Corps crossed and marched 6 miles southeast to Wilderness Tavern, near the intersection of the Germanna Plank Road and the Orange Fredericksburg Turnpike, where it made camp in the early afternoon, 5 miles west of Hancock, leaving room behind for Major General John Sedgwick's 6th Corps to bed down beside the road between the tavern and the river well before sundown. Grant was pleased when he reached the upper ford about midday and clattered over with his staff to note that the passage of the Rapidan was being accomplished in excellent order, strictly according to schedule, and without a suggestion of enemy interference. "This I regarded as a great success," he later reported, "because it removed from my mind the most serious apprehensions I had entertained, that of crossing the river in the face of an active, large, well-appointed, and ably commanded army." Gratified by the evidence that he had indeed stolen a march on Old Man Lee, he got off a wire at 1:15 to Burnside at Rappahannock Station, instructing him to bring his 9th Corps down to Germanna without delay. Another went to Halleck, back in Washington. "The crossing of the Rapidan effected. 48 hours now will demonstrate whether the enemy intends giving battle this side."